Episode 1. Introducing GR00TN1, a new era of generalist robots. Xiaoqing Tan, by Xiaoqing Tan, in Din AI AI. Hello and welcome. In this series, we're diving deep into NVIDIA's GR00TN1 model, a groundbreaking development that signals a new era for robotics. GR00TN1 is being hailed as the world's first open, general-purpose foundation model for humanoid robots. If that sounds like a mouthful, don't worry. We'll break it all down over the coming episodes. But first, let's set the stage for why this is such a big deal. For decades, teaching robots new skills has been a slow, painstaking process. Each new task, whether it's picking up a specific object, folding laundry, or helping in a factory, often required crafting a specialized algorithm or training a model from scratch. Imagine having to retrain a child from zero for every single chore or job. Not very efficient, right? Meanwhile, in other areas of AI like language and images, we've seen foundation models that learn from vast amounts of data and can generalize to many tasks. Think of large language models that can answer all sorts of questions after one big training journey. Robotics, however, lagged behind. Robots were usually specialists, not generalists. That's why NVIDIA's announcement of GR00TN1 in early 2025 created such a buzz. Unveiled at a major industry conference, GR00TN1 is a humanoid robot foundation model. In simpler terms, it's like an AI brain pre-trained on an enormous breadth of data so that it already has a wealth of general skills and knowledge about the physical world. And here's the kicker. It's open and customizable. NVIDIA made it available to the global robotics community, meaning researchers and companies can use this model as a starting point and fine-tune it to their own robots and tasks. This collaborative and open approach is poised to accelerate innovation in a field that's been traditionally siloed. Why does this matter now? One reason is the growing demand for capable robots in many sectors, from warehouses and factories to hospitals and homes, especially in the face of labor shortages around the world. Industries are looking for robots that aren't one-trick ponies, but can adapt to different jobs and environments. GR00TN1 aims to fill that gap by providing a kind of general-purpose intelligence for robots, analogous to human common sense and learning ability, that can be adapted quickly to new situations. NVIDIA's CEO even proclaimed that the age of generalist robotics is here, highlighting the significance of this milestone. Over the next episodes, we will explore what exactly GR00TN1 is capable of, how it was built and trained, and what it means for the future of robotics. We'll discuss the clever architecture that gives this model both fast reflexes and thoughtful planning abilities, the massive and diverse training process that taught it about the world, and the early real-world tests that show its potential. By the end, you'll understand why GR00TN1 is not just another robot algorithm, but possibly the beginning of a new chapter in AI for machines that move and interact with us. So whether you're a robotics enthusiast, an AI researcher, or just curious about how close we are to having helpful humanoid assistants, stay tuned. In this first episode, we've set the scene and the motivation behind GR00TN1. A push towards robots with a broader understanding. In the next episode, we'll lift the hood and look at the brain of this robot AI. How does GROOTN1 actually work? Get ready to learn about its unique two-part architecture that's inspired by human cognition. Thank you for joining us for this introduction. See you in episode 2, where we delve into the inner workings of GR00TN1's mind.